Now to that dramatic new video inside the Tennessee cave rescue. ABC News has obtained exclusive footage showing the moment that trapped diver was saved. ABC's Steve Osunsami is on the scene in Jackson County, Tennessee, with more on this. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning to you, Amy. This underwater video shows just how dangerous this rescue was. The diver who recorded it flew in from Florida and was one of the few people in the world who could have pulled this off.
This is the beginning of a daring rescue from the camera of diver Ed Sorensen, who flew in from Florida to help. Lost inside this murky underwater cave 40 feet deep in rural Tennessee is Josh Bratchley, one of the best cave divers in the world. As you see here, Sorensen is setting a line of thin rope that he'll use to find his way out of the dark. Bratchley got lost when his guideline either broke or disappeared. From one end of the cave to the other is 400 feet. Sorensen expected to spend 2 to 3 hours searching for the missing diver, and he worried he was going to find him dead. But 45 minutes in, this happened.
How you doing?
In a large air pocket the size of a room, there was Bratchley, covered in mud, waiting for help and very much alive.
They were hoping you were right here.
The pictures of this rescue look very much like the rescue of the soccer team stranded in the flooded cave in Thailand last year, where Bratchley was one of the heroes who risked his life to save the boys.
Thank you for still being here and calm. Let's get out of here and go have something to eat.
But to get out, the two men still have to get through several hundred feet of narrow and winding underwater pathways with jagged rock and low visibility. Cave diving is a notoriously deadly sport. This time, Bratchley cheated death and said he immediately planned to go diving again.
The entrance to the cave here sits a little bit away from here, and it's on private property. And last we checked, the gates to it were closed. At some of these cave entrances across the country, they are closed to cave divers for good because they are just that dangerous. Guys.
It's the right move to make. Okay, Steve, thanks very much. Hi, everyone. George Stephanopoulos here. Thanks for checking out the ABC News YouTube channel. If you'd like to get more videos, show highlights, and watch live event coverage, click on the right over here to subscribe to our channel. And don't forget to download the ABC News app for breaking news alerts. Thanks for watching.